ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the most famous words in motorsports with your host, Lugs and the Gas Man. Ladies and gentlemen, start your podcast.
Welcome back, all you beautiful people. This is your host, the Gas Man, with my co-host, who knows the most. Lugs.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you know a lot more than I do. You're a much more talented individual as well.
Maybe when it comes to historical NASCAR, but maybe not otherwise.
Yeah, I just think your memory is better than mine. So you did send me something today via text, and tell us what it was that you sent me.
It was our senior photo of our senior wills.
Yeah, I don't even remember doing this stupid thing. I get. I'm assuming
you don't
remember
it at all.
I don't. Yes, I'm assuming I did. I just don't remember it. So, what is a senior will, there, Logs?
I guess it was just us willing each other, like memories of funny things that happened through our childhoods at that up to that point through high school. That was our senior year, I think it was. So
it was 98 and 99 Daytona 500, right?
That was one of the things that
was
willed,
listed.
Yes.
Okay, so you willed me the 98 and 99 Daytona 500. So 98, obviously, Dale Sr. won.
Yes.
What was 99?
Gordon.
Okay. I'm assuming we were watching these together?
I couldn't tell you.
Man.
I know I watched them, but I don't know if they were together or not. Now, I do remember one. It was, I believe, the clash or the shootout. Do you remember we were outside and we came in and Ricky Rudd had flipped?
I do remember that.
Inside because we were like, oh crap, we missed the start, and then we turn it on and Ricky Rudd's like flipping down the backstretch. I'm pretty sure it was like the shootout or something like that, but I remember it was the Taurus. It was I'll probably say like 2000 maybe. Have to fact check me there and see.
Man, I can't even tell you a range on that. I remember it happening, but I don't remember. Yeah, I can't even make a guess, honestly. It's crazy how well your memory is. And then the other stuff that was in that will was like all the times we were at Kart World, which is our local, what was a local go-kart track that we used to terrorize the hell out of when we were kids.
Yeah, they probably hated us, but that's okay.
Yeah, they ended up putting those little ignition distributor like disruption devices on these things, so when you're screwing up and acting goofballs like we were, that we would get our engines cut off.
Yeah
bastards.
Oh man.
that's good times. So fans, thank you for tuning in, and before we go further, I have a quest or a request for you fans. That is, whatever you're listening to us on right now, I want you to go and click subscribe. Make sure you follow us and you get every new episode, because Lugs has a lot of cool things to say and I got a lot of dumb things to say that you want to hear. Good assessment, Lugs?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Sure.
And you know why? While you're doing that, go ahead and pick up a beer. Salute to us, to Wrecking Your Racing. Get ready for the 2019 season. And then, okay, Lugs would just show me a video of that race that we were just talking about.
It was 2000.
Okay.
My memory was correct.
Okay. Prematurely, Lugs opened a beer already, so.
Well, you said have a beer.
I was talking about the fans. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll go ahead and open mine too. Hey, Busch Light, official beer NASCAR. There we go.
So some news real quick there. It's related and it's pertinent. What? Did you see that they're going to run the that meme car with all the sayings and stuff?
I did not see that.
You didn't?
No. So they are. That's good. That's good.
So they're going to run it at the All-Star event.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And fans, as another request for you, reach out to us. Tell us how you think 2019 is going to be. Let us know how 2018 was for you. Just talk to us. We're lonely people. Let's hear from you.
So
I know Michael
lonely.
Message us. Cameron probably will. John might. I haven't heard from Devin and Tommy forever.
Yeah, where'd they go?
I have no idea. If you guys are still listening, reach out and say hi.
Did they hibernate for the offseason?
Maybe, yeah. Yeah.
Guys, we're still doing the podcast. Jeez.
Yeah. Come on, man. God.
Mans.
Mans. All right. So we already got the beer knocked out. Let's get into this, man. So let's talk about the bigger stuff before we go too much further here. What's the stuff that I think
is... So we got 2 weeks of stuff to talk about. Right?
2 weeks. And yeah, so what? So is this officially our first episode of 2019, or is that next week?
I think, well,
When are we cutting our season saying this is a new season? Because I'll tell you right now, folks, we're going to be here the next 40-something weeks every Wednesday for you guys, barring something crazy happening.
Yeah, I think it's going to – I think the weekend – the Wednesday before the Daytona 500.
It's going to be our first episode. Okay, so this is the last episode of last season, and next week will be the first episode of the next season.
There you go.
There we go. That works. Okay. So welcome to our very 41st episode, which is the last episode of our 2018 season. There, that clarifies it a little bit, right?
Wow, it's been 41.
41 episodes, brother. Huh. 41.
Time flies, I guess, when you're having fun.
That's why it's been slow, man. Just kidding. It's been super fun. I love this, actually. I miss it when we don't do it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure our fans miss it as well. So our last episode, we had Joey Gase, right?
Yes.
So some news on that front. So we talked about how fans can help sponsor his car, you know, throw him some money and get their name or picture on the car, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guess who did that? We did, Lugs.
We did.
Yeah, we did. Surprise.
All right.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, we threw some money Joey's way.
So is it our name? Do we get
our logo? Our logo.
Oh, okay, cool.
I don't know how big it is or anything.
Do we get to see it in advance? Do we get...
I don't know. They just said, okay, thank you. That's all they told me. So I have no idea.
Thank you, next. Like that
next,
song.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, maybe we'll just have to hit up Joey and see if he can tweet us a photo or something.
Yep. Anyway, thanks again last week for coming on, Joey. Thanks, fans, for listening last week. Joey's a good guy. Good kid. Even if he does look like he's 15. That's a good thing. That is a good thing.
He will enjoy that when he's 40.
Yeah. I mean, when he's like our age, yeah. We both have baby faces, too.
That's true.
Yeah. So anyway, enough of the stupid talk. Let's get into some good stuff. So there's been like, last week wasn't too bad, but this week's been like a whirlwind of information thrown our way. And one thing really, I don't want to say stood out, but one thing that really came out this week in news that to me is a wonderful sight. And I know you heard about it because everybody else has as well, is the disqualification if you're caught. What would you call it?
Post-race.
Skirting the rules?
Yeah. If you're caught post-race being dishonest or illegal or whatever, however you want to label it.
I don't know if I
want
to use the word cheating.
Yeah.
You know, because maybe it was a true mistake, but you're still outside the tolerances.
Right. Yeah. Definitely, I think, step in the right direction.
Yeah,
I mean, there's got to be consequences and not just, you know, financial, money-wise, right? And that's all it was. Because... how many times did Harvick have
infractions
last
year? Questionable
circumstances. Right, but he still had enough stage wins and bonus points, and it just didn't matter. So this, if anything is going to get their attention, it's this, right?
Yeah, I agree, and I definitely think is what needs to be done.
So definitely I would say the biggest news headline in the last 2 weeks was definitely that.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I think that there's been a lot of positive responses on Twitter as well.
Yeah, people weren't like completely bitching.
No, they're saying
it's
a good thing. Yeah.
Now, the question is, and question becomes, are they going to embrace it and be like, yeah, this is cool, and then until their driver is the one that's caught and stripped of the win, and then they unleash hell on Twitter like they always do.
What race was it where, like, the first three cars that they all took back to R&D all failed?
Of 2018?
Yeah, but there was one race last year. Was it Phoenix, maybe? There was a race towards the end of last year that all cars they took back to R&D failed.
Yeah, you're making me look bad because you talked me up on my memory, and now I don't know. But I do remember it, but I don't remember what race it was.
But my point is, like, who in the hell would win that circumstance, you know? You have to keep pulling cars in and keep checking them out. Right. And, you know, 10th place is going to be a Matt DiBurrito getting the victory.
Yeah, and while I would be happy for Matt, like, you know, winning it by default like that, that's not the way you want to do it, you know?
It's not.
Especially.
But you don't want to do it by skirting the rules.
Especially days later when you don't even get to celebrate, you know?
So they're supposed that they're going to be doing all the checks at the track. Well, after the race is what they said.
And, you know, Harvick's testament to that was, you know, that process needs to be more throughout and at the beginning of the weekend, not just at the end. So, you know, it makes me wonder if they won't tighten up the tolerances, the checks, the threshold there at the beginning and through the weekend, not just at the end, and then, oh, you know, you're out of tolerance, sledgehammer.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Definitely going to be interesting how it impacts the season. I'm looking forward to it. I think it was necessary.
Let me ask you this, then. And, you know, I love to speculate and guess on stuff. So,
conspiracy theories.
How far in the season do we get before someone is caught and gets stripped?
Atlanta. Second race of the season.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Atlanta, all right. And who's the driver?
Harvick.
All right. Writing that one down. And I don't really disagree with you.
And folks, I don't really know that's going to happen. It's just a guess. Talking on my behind.
Yeah, but you would, you know, and then, you know, it's a good, honestly, it's a good pick because Harvick said, you know, like, you got to play with those boundaries to be the best team. So he didn't say, like, hey, we're not going to play with the boundaries, right? So,
yeah. And you know, you do. But now there's just a little bit more to it now if you happen to get caught than what there was.
Exactly. Right. So, a little bit of sad news, man. This is part of my, like, childhood died here. The J-Ski website.
Oh, yeah.
Officially came to an end.
You were a J-Ski fanatic.
Die hard, man.
Yeah, you were. I mean, of course, I used it a lot, you know, growing up, and we talked about different paint schemes for our cars and stuff like that. Didn't we used to get some of our NASCAR racing paint schemes off that site?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so talking about old school. Yeah, was it NASCAR Racing 2003 or something?
Yeah.
We used to go on there and steal paint schemes and stuff.
Yeah, like, we'll see.
Templates.
Like, yeah.
And, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it just sucks because, like, there's so much information on there. Even though sometimes it was, like, rumors or speculation, like, a lot of times it was legitimate stuff that came to fruition. And now you just got to trudge through the rumors on Twitter from Joe Bob, who God knows if it's got any relevance to being true or not.
Well, if it's not Bob Pockrass or Jeff Gluck, it's fake news.
I mean,
that's kind of the way I look at it.
Yeah, Bob's really good. And we got good news there, too. We
absolutely
found out that he signed on to Fox. So.
Yeah, along with Ricky Craven
as
well.
Yeah.
And so. They also signed Sarah Walsh and Lindsay Sarsniak as well to help. They're going to do alternating weeks on, like, Race Hub and stuff.
Oh, cool. Yeah, so.
Am I boring you, Lugs?
No, actually, Race Hub came back Monday of this week, so it was very cool to see that show on again. You don't watch it because you're still mad from last season, but.
No, I just don't watch it much. I don't watch TV. I really don't watch TV hardly ever.
Yeah. That's like that and NASCAR America. Really the two that I watch. Besides a little Netflix here and there.
And I'm not so much mad at Race Hub. They were just a bunch of idiots last year. Just call it like it is, you know?
That's your opinion.
Kind of reminds me of episode 3 that we had with the Wrecking and Racing, that my co-host was an idiot that episode.
That's mean.
I'm never going to let that die.
But you said this is a new year, new you. What
it is. That's why.
It's only February.
That's why I was talking you up at the beginning of the episode.
But then you can't change halfway through the podcast and tear me down. All right. So moving on. J-Ski, yeah, that sucks, man. I hope that, because they sold that, it was a standalone website, and then they sold it to ESPN, and
right.
ESPN shut it down. So I hope somebody brings it back from the dead.
ESPN's a joke. They get rid of Ricky Craven, get rid of Bob Pockrass.
Well, it's like they don't even, do they even care? I mean, I don't have ESPN, so do they even cover anything NASCAR related?
Honestly, I don't watch ESPN. I have no idea.
Ever since they lost the broadcasting rights, it's like they would just completely wash their hands of it. Like,
I used to always listen to ESPN radio. I don't watch TV that much, but like on my drive to work, I always listen like ESPN radio whenever I wasn't listening to podcasts like Wrecking Racing Podcast. But here recently, I've been catching myself switching over to Fox Sports Radio instead of ESPN. So I've been really, ESPN has taken a very little part of my life anymore. It's all Fox.
Yeah. Yeah, so like I said, I don't get it anymore. So I couldn't tell you if they really cover or not, but I feel like they
screw
don't.
You, ESPN. Yeah, you suck.
Let's see here. Had some new inductees into the Hall of Fame. Did you? I know you don't watch TV, but did you watch that presentation at all?
No.
Okay.
No, there's only one person I was really excited about going to the Hall of Fame.
Who's
and
that?
We all know who that was.
Jack Roush.
That was Davey Allison.
Yeah, no, that was, it was a, not the most exciting ceremony to watch, but
yeah, they never are, but still nice at times.
Yeah, it was good to see it.
You know, definitely, we're still in the early stages of the Hall of Fame. We have oodles and oodles of people to pick from that belong.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be that way for the next 10 years because the sport has such a history anyway up to this point.
That pool is only going to, like, continue to get bigger.
Yeah, right, right. Exactly. But I definitely want to say that everybody that got inducted 100% deserved it. Yeah. So no matter how much crap I give you about Gordon, he is what was one of the best of the, in the sport, period, hands down. Davey Allison left us way too early. You're just going to tell him what he would have done.
Yeah, absolutely agreed there. Jack Roush was also inducted. And Roger Penske, was there a fifth, or was it four?
What's that?
Inductees.
I think there was five, wasn't there?
Who are we missing?
Whoa, crap! Wasn't like an owner or a crew chief or something? Dang it! Now you put me on the spot.
Penske,
Punk.
Roush, Gordon, Allison. Maybe
there's someone we're missing.
Anyways, while you're looking that up, I'll tell you, I actually, you know what? Remember a couple weeks ago, we were talking about that website, driverdirectapparel.com?
That where I found the Davey Allison stuff at? Or no, you brought up about Larson,
that
right?
was a different one. But, yeah, well, they've got, like, a bunch of different race teams on there.
Kawicki.
Oh, yeah, how could we forget
yeah,
him?
Exactly. Alan Kawicki.
Yeah. So, that's a stacked class of inductees, man. I will definitely say that. I'll come back to my website plug here in just a second. Next round of inductees, or the pool, I should say. Let me find it here real quick. I just had it pulled up and it minimized.
Keep singing to us, buddy. Yeah. Come on, Frank Sinatra.
Where did it go?
I don't know. So anyway, other news this week. So the number 8 is back with Junior Motorsports. While you're looking stuff up there, Lugs.
Yeah. You excited about that?
I am. You know what I is really proud of is to see someone like BJ McLeod say, oh, yeah, here you go. Here you go. This is iconic to you and your brand.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. So it's nice to see that these teams are willing to play nice with each other.
Little give and take.
Yeah. So good job, BJ's team. Now Matt Mills will drive the number 5 car in the Xfinity Series. I'm hoping to try to get Matt on the show sometime.
Okay, here we go. Found it. So 2020 class of election. I'm going to rip through these, so tell me who your 5 will be at the end. Tony Stewart, Buddy Baker, Red Farmer, Ray Fox, Harry Gant, Joe Gibbs, Carl Edwards, John Holman, Harry Hyde, Greg Biffle, Bobby Labonte, Herschel McGriff, Ralph Moody, Jack Sprague, Larry Phillips, Sam Arad, Ricky Rudd, Kirk Shelmerdine, Mike Stefanik, and Smokey Yunick. Any 5 there that jump out at you?
Man, okay, so couple of things is that not to discredit these people, but some of these people just are automatically to the bottom of the list, plain and simple.
Right, they're still
Carl Edwards.
They're still Hall of Famers, but
I'm not taking away from them, just not right now, because mm-hmm. there's more important people. Smokey Yunick, for example, needs to be in there. Mm-hmm. Tony Stewart deserves to be in there.
Absolutely.
Bobby Labonte, maybe towards the bottom of the list. I know really? he's a champion.
I'd say he's middle list.
Okay, I'll give you that, middle list. But definitely Smokey Yunick, Tony Stewart.
What about Edwards? No championship, but...
he's at the bottom of the list.
Okay.
Out of that group, he's at the bottom of the list.
Gibbs.
Same thing with Ricky Rudd, towards the bottom of that list.
Gibbs.
Gibbs probably needs to go in.
I would agree.
Yeah, Gibbs probably needs to go in.
I mean, he's up there with Penske, Hendrick, you know.
Yeah. Maybe Moody should go in.
Roush.
Let me see that list again, Lugs.
Baker.
I say Stewart, Red Farmer, Gibbs. Ooh, man, even Harry Hyde, maybe. And Ralph Moody. That's gonna be my five. But man, you can who there's people that you're never gonna have a perfect list because there's so many people deserving.
All deserving, but yeah, you know, it'd be interesting to see who emerges out of that class. So, looking forward to that. Let's see what other news we got. So you had mentioned the Xfinity news, right? Did you talk about Casey Mears?
I did not.
And Reddick, they were announced to have rides for the 500. So that's pretty cool.
Talk about going old school.
What's that?
With Casey Mears coming back in, and you know, when's the last time he drove? Like 3 years ago?
I think so. Yeah. I think they said 2014 or 15, maybe.
Okay, so he finished up his season or his career at Germain, driving the 13 Geico car.
Yep.
So now he's back with Germain. So a lot of people were questioning, like, Germain's like, oh yeah, we're gonna, you know, we suck with one car, we're gonna add two cars, that'll make it better. You know, people are joking on Twitter and stuff about that. But you see a lot of teams adding in either they're going to be racing the 500 and no other races, or they're going to bring in a second car or an extra car for the 500. I guess because the money.
Absolutely.
I mean, you think that's the reason?
Exposure, money, everything. Absolutely.
I mean, I think right now we're sitting at, we have 40 spots, right?
Yeah, I think that actually we're going to have some teams eliminated.
We're going to, because we're already at 44, I think it is, or 45 cars already said they're going to be there.
Yeah. And that, I don't think that's happened for a few years, has it? I think it's been exactly.
If it has, it's been like a car. Not
multiples. Yeah. So that's exciting. And, you know, this weekend we've got the Clash on Saturday, but qualifying, which will only determine the first two starting positions. The rest of the field will be deferred to the qualifying races, which would be Thursday, next Thursday. Which is what, Valentine's Day, I think, too?
It is, yeah, it is, Valentine's Day.
So, that'll be exciting to watch. They moved those to the night recently. Yeah. That's a good move, so that's cool. People that actually have jobs can go,
so they
come
moved
home
the
and
Gatorades
watch
to Gatorades, whatever you want to call it now, the duels, to night, but they had a Clash during the day.
Yeah, I don't like that. On Sunday, yeah, this coming Sunday, they'll have that, and that sucks, man. Make it a night race, Sunday night race. Why not?
So why wouldn't you? Okay, when is the 500 being raced during the day? So it makes sense for the duels to be during the day, right?
Yes.
Okay, so the exhibition race that matters to nothing.
Have it at night. What's
have
the matter?
Have it at night, exactly. So I don't understand why, what move they made.
And let's be honest, most of the fans that are going to be down there, they're going to be down there all week for the 500. So what does it matter if you have it Sunday afternoon versus Sunday evening? Just have it Sunday evening. The race fans are going to be there all week.
Yeah, I mean, most people take a vacation that whole week.
Right.
And party, though. I mean, they're usually don't even remember the 500 because they're so drunk by that point.
Really?
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
So, yeah, that's my beef there.
Between this current episode and our next episode, let's run through what the schedule looks like. So on this Saturday, we have practice at 10:35. These are all Eastern times, by the way. So practice at 10:35. Then we have practice. That's for the Clash. Then we have practice for the 500 at 1:05. And then practice for the 500 again at 3:05. All those are on Fox Sports 1. And then on Sunday we had the 500 qualifying, as you mentioned a moment ago, only for the first two spots at 12:10, and that's actually on Fox, the big Fox.
Awesome.
And then you had the Clash at 3:00 on Fox Sports 1. Ooh. Why would you pick qualifying on regular Fox and the Clash on Fox Sports
1? Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I do not know.
All right, anyway, going on, and then just in case for some reason we're not here next Wednesday and we're here Thursday or something, like something happens, next Thursday is the duels, as we discussed. The first one's at 7, the second one's at 9. Case Lugs is taking me out for Valentine's dinner or something.
Yeah, I ain't that nice.
Yeah. Taking me out for a hot stone massage.
A what? Hot stone? Okay.
Yeah, hot stone, like, gotcha. Not getting stone massage.
Does that exist?
I don't know.
Anyways, we also have an exciting announcement to make regarding a small broadcast prior to the 500.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I'm trying to figure out where you're going with this.
We're going to do a live spot. It won't be live by the time you listen to it. But We will be broadcasting from Doc's Sports Bar.
Yeah, so if you're in the Evansville, Indiana area, 11 o'clock, right?
Yes, 11 doors o'clock. Open at 11. We will be broadcasting there and hanging out. We're going to
drink some beers with some fans.
Yeah, have some...
feel free to buy me a beer.
We got some free merch to hand out.
Yeah, we got some koozies to hand out for your beers. We got some cups for you to pour your beers into. Yeah, we're getting it down. Right? What is that? I'm not very good at this.
We're getting it down. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, okay.
But whatever. Yeah, it's going to be cool. We're going to meet some local fans, hopefully. They're at that bar, Doc's Sports Bar in Evansville, Indiana, is actually owned by one of our buddies, and he's a huge sports fanatic, but he's been a longtime NASCAR fan, and he's actually having the whole bar, basically its version of Daytona Day, mm-hmm. and having a lot of, you know, diehard, hardcore fans come in that day. So it should be a lot of fun. So we'll do a little.
Break out my BJ McLeod shirt that
You
day.
Should, man. I still haven't seen it. I don't even know if it exists at this point.
It's in my truck. Yeah, it's still sitting in my truck.
So, yeah, definitely wear that. Actually, I'll go back and plug my driverdirectapparel.com website experience. So Sunday I was scrolling through some of the shirts they had on there, and I found a pretty cool one. I ordered it, and
Do they have fat guy sizes?
I got it today.
Asking for a friend.
I'm sure they do.
Okay.
I don't know. Go check it out. But they have really cool, some really cool designs.
What
on
website
there.
Is it that I need to check out?
DriverDirectApparel.com. Okay. So they have all kinds of teams. I don't know if it's ran by Kyle Larson. There's I'm seeing a lot of stuff that's affiliated with him. So I don't know if he's behind the scenes of it or what, but. There's like Kyle Busch Motorsports and some of the, you know, smaller teams have stuff on there too. But I ordered
Jordan Anderson, truck driver. Yeah, I see. He got stuff on there.
So I ordered something Sunday. It shipped Monday and I got it today.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Where did it ship from? North Carolina? Charlotte?
No, actually, like Hazelwood, Missouri or something like that.
Okay, yeah.
Actually, I got it right here.
Yeah, that actually is pretty close to us. So that'd be what?
Valley Park, Missouri.
Oh, I don't know where that's at. Hazelwood's close. I don't know about Valley Park. So I actually just went to the website. So they had Chris Bell stuff. They have Justin Allgaier stuff. Some Alex Bowman, like, doing his Chili Bowl stuff.
Yeah.
This is good-looking stuff on here, too,
man. Yeah, really cool stuff that you don't... It's kind of, like, outside of the box when you think normal NASCAR design
They have
shirts.
iRacing stuff, too.
Yeah.
If you're into that.
Yeah. So go check that out, guys. Maybe they'll sponsor us if we plug them enough.
That would be cool. They can send us a free shirt as payment.
Yeah. We're cheap.
So it's funny. So since we're talking about this, I'll go ahead and bring this up. You see who's, you know, has some shirts on here? Corey LaJoy.
Yeah.
So did you see the thing I shared today?
the car he's
Yeah,
running?
Corey LaJoy's paint scheme.
Yeah, that's funny.
He's literally, his paint scheme, like his hood is his face. And where his teeth would be is the grill opening. It looks like, man, I don't want to embarrass some of our fans, you know, I might live in Kentucky, but it is the most hideous paint scheme I think I've ever seen. It's literally just a huge thing in Corey LaJoy's face. So go to our Facebook and look at it. It's
so
creepy.
Half of it's got to be beard, probably.
Yeah, true. definitely different. Man, that was so weird when I seen that. I didn't know if it was like a spoof thing or actually serious, but it looks like it's serious.
Some different news this week here. Did you see Bubba Wallace has picked up a new sponsor for the 500?
Yeah, that earphones that he started sponsoring. Or
after,
he started doing,
aftershocks. Right? So... I guess he like started saying like, hey, this is a cool brand, and like was recommending them, and somehow he ended up being like the lead spokesman for the company, and now they're sponsoring his car for the 500. So pretty cool there. And then our buddy Landon Castle has a new sponsor for
Permatex.
The 500.
Yeah, Permatex. I've seen that. I had that note down. That's awesome.
So that's cool.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks Permatex for coming in and helping out that Starcom Chevrolet. But yeah, good job, Landon. You know, get all the name out there you can.
Did you hear something about the teams being given an option to add toe straps to the cars?
Yeah, I did. I did. So it's for when cars like get in the grass, they get stuck in the grass. That they have an option to hook up to a toe strap and pull them back up to the apron and then disconnect, and then they can fire up and go. They can.
Where's the toe straps going to be connected to?
I'm assuming just my guess is probably underneath the hood. It's my guess, but I don't know. I don't know. It's an option, not a requirement. It's just an option.
Wonder if that'll catch on. There's some rumors of a Gen 7 car being developed for 2021.
Hey, I'm glad you brought that up because I was reading that the other day. So here is some, essentially there's going to be like a new engine package, potentially the new body, which is probably going to be all carbon fiber.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing too.
Et cetera, et cetera. But what does this pave the way for? So reading.
No more sheet metal.
Well, it paves the way to help reduce cost. And also paves the way for a good entry point for new manufacturers.
True.
And there are discussions of up to two manufacturers joining the sport.
Who do you think they would be?
Oh, man, I don't even know. Hyundai.
I was going to say Hyundai.
Hyundai and Dodge.
You think Dodge would step back in the market?
I don't know, man. That's the thing is that all these companies are going away from cars. I mean, what cars is Hyundai. Chevy going to produce anymore? The Camaro?
I mean,
that's
still
it.
They still got the Impala. And
they're
the
stopping it.
Malibu.
They're stopping them.
They are?
Yeah.
I know Ford was. I didn't hear Chevy.
Yeah, Chevy's. Yeah, Chevy's stopping their car production. Ford's
well,
stopping
probably,
their car
probably
production.
Probably have to after they're laying off all their workforce.
Yeah, true. So my point is that all these manufacturers are getting rid of their cars. I haven't heard about Dodge doing that yet. I'm
well, what do they have? They have
the Charger and Challenger.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like they have a ton of options either.
No, but the Challenger, obviously, to go with the Camaro and the Mustang.
They'd have to do the Challenger, definitely. I think. Do you think Toyota moves to the Supra? I know we've talked about it before, but
I think they're going to have to.
Now that it's in the Xfinity series. I mean, it's what they did with Mustang.
Yeah, I absolutely think so. I mean, if everybody else is bringing their iconic sports car, then why not?
Do you think they'll hold out for 2021? I mean, it's two more years. Obviously, they're running the Camry this year.
Yeah. You know what? They may switch next year just to try to get a head start. But I think that makes sense to wait till 2021.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, like I said, one or two more companies come in at that time. Yeah, Hyundai brings in the Tiburon. Do they even make that anymore, or is it just a Velociter?
No, they don't make a Tiburon anymore. No. I mean, it would be they broke it off into the Genesis line.
Genesis is their premium brand now.
Well, yeah, but they did. You know, that was like their sportier.
Yeah, the Genesis Coupe
hatchback
or something.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So unless they went that, but that's not technically Hyundai.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it is, but it is
like a Cadillac being in.
Yeah,
in,
yeah. So it's like, man, that'd be a tough one for Hyundai to try and market for sure, unless something changes.
And the reason why I said Hyundai is because they are an up-and-coming brand.
Hungry for market share.
Oh, absolutely. And they're, you know, have their facilities here in the
much
United States.
Much like Toyota.
Very much. But people say Volkswagen. I just don't see Volkswagen being a fit. Honda, maybe. Nissan, maybe.
I don't know. I saw Volkswagen took over the top spot of manufacturing again, globally. Like, they barely beat out Toyota, but it was just because they had a last-minute, like, uptick in trucks or something like that.
So do you see, which in the United States, that's not the case, but worldwide, yes.
Yeah.
But do you see them as actually being, like, a NASCAR brand?
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah, either do I.
No, I don't.
And of course, I know I said that probably 10 years ago about Toyota, 15, whatever it's been now. But that actually made sense. Volkswagen just doesn't make sense to me.
When did Toyota come in? 2007? Six? Six
was
or seven.
Earlier than that, wasn't it?
Well, I mean, to Cup Series. Yeah, they were in Truck Series before, obviously, they moved up. But, well, while you're looking that up.
What about Nissans? They got the Titan. They can do that in the Truck Series and then
I don't know. Their president's too busy getting arrested and stuff, so I don't know. and again, they don't really have I've got the Z, 370Z. That thing's 10 years old now. They need They need to come out with something newer.
The GTR Nismo NASCAR edition.
Let's see. While you're looking that up, TriStar is doing the partial cup schedule.
Yes, so they're just another team added to the list, yeah. I don't know who's going to be the crew chief or driver yet.
So while you're looking that up, I'll run through the Clash entry list. So again, the Clash is going to be this Sunday afternoon. We've got Kurt Busch, Keselowski, Austin Dillon, Harvick, Newman, Chase Elliott, Almirola, Hamlin, Blaney, Bowyer, Kyle Busch, Truex, Jones, Mr. Menard, Joey Logano, McMurray. McMurray will be in the 40 car. Suarez, Larson, Johnson, and Bowman. So, oh, you've got to pick top three on here. You didn't tell me about this.
I did not. I did not.
You put me on the spot, man.
Sorry, dude.
So,
2007, by the way, for Toyota entering. Oh, see, yeah, knows. Yeah, shut up.
Shining through.
So, anyway, I had a thing down. Pick your top three that you think is going to finish in the Clash.
All right, I'll pick first. Keselowski, Harvick, and Truex.
You're such a jackass. You see my list.
No, okay, I'd peeked
okay,
a little
okay,
bit.
Okay. So, obviously,
I saw Keselowski. I didn't see the other two, though.
Okay, I'll take Keselowski off my list then. I had Keselowski, Chase, and Bowman, the Hendrick duo. We'll switch that out with Logano. Stay with the Penske car.
So you're going Logano? Okay.
Yeah, Logano, Chase, and Bowman.
Well, that's awful nice of you there, Gasman, to give up your pick.
I turned a new leaf. That's who I am, Lugs.
What did I say? I said Truex. Okay, I got my picks written down. So we'll see how that goes. Again, that's Sunday. What other news you got there, Gas Main?
I really don't have anything else. I just want to talk to the fans momentarily about... actually, I do have two pieces of news. Sorry.
I got stuff too.
I was looking through my notes. I was like, so fans, hold on to your thoughts. We're going to try to talk about maybe you competing against us and some picks each week or something. So anyway, we'll get to that. Cliffhanger, we'll get to that in a minute. We still don't know the details yet. Anyway, so moving on to our news. Riley Herbst is going to drive 8 Xfinity races with Joe Gibbs Racing in the number 18 Monster Energy car.
I didn't even know that. I didn't even see that.
Boom.
So that's cool. Monster's really stepping up. And
I would drop the mic, but it's attached, so I can't.
For the moment.
Yeah, I'll knock it off in a second.
Monster's really stepping up and sponsoring.
Man, I want to say this. Kurt Busch's car, best-looking car on the track.
Dude, yeah, it looks
good.
His
helmet, best-looking helmet.
Yeah.
Haley Deegan, I seen her number 19 Monster Energy car for the K&N series. Mm-hmm. Dude, best-looking K&N car ever.
Really? I haven't seen it. I was telling Sokka the other day that Kurt Busch's car just looks really good, man. Like, it makes me actually want to get the diecast a little bit. And I'm not a Kurt Busch fan. But that's one, you know, diecast. That's one thing that I do like is I like iconic paint schemes and diecasts. I do collect a little bit of that, but like good looking paint schemes and stuff. Even if it's a driver that I don't really, you know, pull for or whatever you want to say, you know, I'll still pick up a diecast here or there.
Yeah, you got to respect. I mean, regardless of the driver, if you like him or not, you got to respect it. And what looks cool, you know. And whatever looks dumb, you gotta call it out. Like, Denny Hamlin's paint scheme.
I'm sorry, did you mean Jimmy Johnson?
That one, too.
What's wrong with Denny Hamlin's? You haven't told me about this one.
Oh, it's just ugly. Nothing really wrong with it. It's just ugly.
They went white this year.
Yeah. It just the way it looks is, like, really ugly. Dang it. Where did it go? I seen it earlier today. I can't remember where I seen it at for Haley Deegan. I was going to show it to you, but it's a phenomenal-looking car.
Well, you keep searching for it. Busch, I saw today, has this really cool promotion going on. They've made a limited edition amount of Busch beer cans out of race metal from Kevin Harvick's cart.
Yeah, I've seen that. So, like, the top of the can is the metal, and at the bottom is carbon fiber from that car making that can. It's really, really cool. And they're giving away, I think, 40 cans.
Yeah, I was disappointed by the amount. Like,
I guess just because they didn't have a whole lot of sheet metal to go off of, I guess.
So, Gasman just showed me Haley Deegan's car, and that does look good. It's simple, but it looks good.
Yeah, I love the green and the black combo, kind of like our colors in a way.
You know what's funny is that is kind of what my paint scheme looks like for Sokka and I's online racing series this year, except for it's wrecking and racing. So just flip the M upside down, and it looks very similar to that.
Cool. Thanks for inviting me.
Credit to Sokka. He painted it up. So, dude, I asked you to get on iRacing, and you won't even do that. So.
I have to get my... Okay, I'm not even going into that right now.
But going back to... Yeah, that looks real good. Going back to the sheet metal with those beer cans, man, that's a sad part that we need to kind of like think about for a minute, is the fact that when they move to composite bodies, sheet metal will be a thing of the past.
That's true. Actually, I have a piece of sheet metal from a Brad Keselowski's truck that had my Twitter handle on it.
Yeah, back that's in right. Day, back that's in right. Day. So, you know, think about that, folks. If you go to the Racing Warehouse on Facebook, they have an online store where they get a lot of race used sheet metal from the teams and stuff. It's a little pricey, I'm not going to lie. A lot of it goes up for auction, kind of like eBay. But you put in your highest bid, and then they set a time limit. So, like, they'll say 9 o'clock Eastern time, and whoever has the highest bid as of that time, you know, wins it, obviously, after paying for it. So, go check that out. But that's kind of sad, because that's going to be a thing of the past, and it's, like, a culture of the sport that's just going to be another thing of the past. Man, got a tear here.
Man, I guess they can cut up the carbon fiber, but it just doesn't ding up and dent up like the sheet metal.
Well,
does.
And they're gonna reuse those much.
That's right. So, right. So you might occasionally get a piece, but it's gonna be a lot harder to come by.
Oh yeah, and probably a lot pricier. Obviously.
Yeah, I'm sure, because I think, you know, supply be down, demand will be up. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm not a betting man, but you know, if I was, I'd say pick up some sheet metal now, and you might be able to sell it down the road.
I'll go down to the local hardware store and pick up some.
All right. So we're going to talk about this season as far as points and doing a bracket, or not really a bracket, but
So let's talk this out, because we really haven't come up with the full details of what we want to do yet. So bottom line is, we want to interact with the fans on essentially kind of like a fantasy league, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how are we going to go about doing that?
I think each week, if the fans want to be involved with it, tweet us your picks. Tweet us your picks each week.
And then we'll keep track of it?
Yeah. Like, we'll document it. We'll go off of your Twitter handle and document it for the, you know, Twitter fan that has the most points at the end of the season. We'll have a giveaway of something, give some merch out.
So we're going to do a position reverse, like, you know, if you win, you get 40 points. Second gets 39 points. Is that what you're thinking, or what you're thinking on point system?
I was just going to be, you know, if you pick, say, everybody picks two weekly drivers, whatever points you accumulate based off of where those two drivers finish that week, and
So the points would be based just like the cut points
wherever
are?
Wherever they finished, yeah.
Okay. So I didn't know if we're going to create our own point system or go off the feedback. Okay.
You know, so Chase Elliott wins, you're going to get all the winner's points. You pick Keselowski and he finished dead last, you're going to get the 1 point.
Gotcha.
Combined, you got, gotcha, you know, whatever it is, 45 points.
Okay, so we're going to do two drivers.
I mean, it doesn't have to be, but...
I actually like the two-driver feel. Let's just do two drivers. Okay. And maybe our drivers finish 1-2, maybe they'll finish 1-30.
So any two drivers whatsoever?
Yeah, let's just say any two drivers.
And
we're not going to do dark horse.
Can we do overlapping? Like, can me and you have the same, share one driver, or?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Because, you know, the fans.
I think we're going to have to. Because there's a chance that fans may pick the exact same driver.
Right.
So, yeah, we'll have to. So, that's those two drivers, whoever they are. It's a point system, so it's not like, you know, 1 week I get a brag and say, F you, Lugs, look at that.
I'm taking this driver, yeah. What about as far as, like, does one of them have to be a dark horse and be, like, outside the top 20 from, the previous.
Let's just make it simple. Two cars. Doesn't matter who or what.
Okay.
Your goal is to accumulate
simplicity. Yeah, as many points as possible.
Yeah, with two drivers, as many points as possible.
Okay. All right. So, even though we picked three for it's not a points race. So, this for the Clash, you know, we'll have three, but for Daytona, we'll kick it off. We'll start two. So, we'll talk about it again next.
Yeah. We'll come up and we'll create a spreadsheet I mean, if I ain't doing anything at work like I am right now, I'll create a spreadsheet or something to like help keep track of this.
Cool. All right. Sounds good. Sounds good. Anything else there, Gas Man?
No, I just want to thank the fans for listening and enjoying our show every week. I do want to call out John. John sent us a message on Facebook and
essentially rated
us. Yeah, so we have two ratings on Facebook now between Stephanie Ullmendorf and John. So thank you very, very much. We really appreciate it and keep them coming. If you listen to our show, you like us, rate us, please help us out. Help other. Rate us on the platform you listen to us as well, because it helps other fans find us.
Absolutely. So I got one last thing before we wrap up here, Gasman. With the Hall of Fame inductees and everything, there was a thing going on Twitter about if NASCAR had basically, you know, Mount Rushmore of drivers.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Putting me on the spot.
Who would your four drivers be? I'm sure I know what two of them are.
Yes.
Who's your four?
So two, obviously, would be Dale Sr. and Richard Petty.
Okay.
Man, so this opens the question, do you add owners in? Do you add just drivers only?
We'll save for this conversation drivers.
Okay. So Gordon would actually probably make the list, and because he was so influential in the sport. Just like Teddy Roosevelt. Some people didn't see him as being the best president, but he was influential of his time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So let's say Senior, Gordon, the King.
You're disappointed in your pick there, but nonetheless went with it.
And I'm trying to think who my fourth one would be, because, I mean, that's tough, man. That's for me, honestly. Question. I would say David Allison.
Allison, really? I thought you'd go Pearson. I would say
Pearson was right there, but with already having the King, do you two people at the exact... I mean, I know Allison was kind of the same era, but... A little bit different. He kind of reached out to a little bit different. Maybe Cale Yarborough.
Yeah, and that was actually one that came up on Twitter a lot. Was Cale Yarborough.
Okay, so maybe I would do Cale Yarborough instead. Yeah, man, there's just so much you can. I don't know who's yours. Who's yours?
I mean, I thought about it, and I was gonna pick Earnhardt. I mean, you can't deny Earnhardt, right? You can't deny Petty. I was gonna select Gordon, of course, just because of not. Just being a fan, but he was influential and paved the way for what he did.
He changed the sport.
Yeah.
You have guys like Kyle Larson who don't even know what their car does. They just drive it. He kind of brought that into the sport, yes.
Yeah. But paved the way for the younger drivers. Yeah, essentially. I know what you're saying. I was going to say, honestly, probably Pearson is who I was going to go with, just because, I mean, we stacked the stats about a year ago up and Pearson, there's no denying
how fantastic he was. I agree. I mean, it's hard. That's a hard decision to make.
But, you know, could you say Kelly Yarbrough, Darrell Waltrip, you know, Allison, Davey Allison, Bobby Allison, like.
So a question, if they put Darrell Waltrip on it, would his mouth be open or closed? I sure in the hell hope it'd be closed.
It'd be open because he'd be saying boogity, boogity, boogity.
Oh, man.
Anywho,
last thing to finish out with is that we have made a decision on, I don't know if it's going to be the first race we're attending for the year, but it's going to be at least a race we're attending this year. We already got our flights booked. Where are we going, Lugs?
We're going to the home of NASCAR racing, Charlotte.
Yeah, we're going to go to the Coca-Cola 600. So, fans, why I'm telling you this is that nothing would make us happier than meeting up with some of you. So, hell, if you're out there, let us know where you're at. Buy us a damn beer.
Or we'll buy you one.
And if you got women out there like to shake their boobies at us, that's fine, too. And the reason why I say that is remember that one when we were in Daytona, that guy that had the free shots poster thing.
Oh yeah, and you had to find out what size.
Yeah, whatever size the woman's boobs were, how many shots they got. Yeah, that was hilarious.
It was like a template.
Yeah,
it was very NASCAR related.
Yes, yeah. No, just kidding. You don't have to obviously, you know, whatever. But please buy us a beer. I would love that. Yeah.
Maybe we'll run into more drivers. I think we will run into more drivers.
Hoping so. And I'm hoping we can maybe meet up with a couple. I'd love to sit down and have a beer with, like, Tommy Joe or somebody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, as it stands, we'll be there, what, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So, pretty awesome.
Well, technically, Thursday evening, then Friday, Saturday, Sunday,
yeah,
and so Monday morning.
Good amount of time. So, we're going to we're going to see the shops, all that kind of good stuff.
Maybe we'll see you at the shops. We're going to be wearing some gear around, so if you see us, say hi to us. Don't be scared.
Don't be scared.
Yeah. Lugs is a shy little boy. He may not say anything to you, but I'll give you a hug if you want one.
Depends on how many beers I've had.
We'll start our day drunk. On the flight, we're getting drunk.
If you're buying, sure.
Fans, as always, thank you for listening to us. We will see you next week, where we officially kick off the 2019 season for the next 40-something weeks in a row. Love you guys. Have a good day.
And the checkered flag waves on this episode. Tune in next week to keep updated on all things NASCAR. Please like us on iTunes and follow us on Podbean. We'd like to hear from you, so reach out to us too at wreckingandracing@gmail.com. Thanks again, and see you soon.